John Wesley is said to have coined the phrase, cleanliness is next to godliness. Do your finances need some spring cleaning? Hi, I'm Rob West. Does your desk or office look like a paper recycling facility? Stacks of paper here, piles there. That disorder may prevent you from managing money wisely. Today, I'll tell you how you can do some spring cleaning, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. You know, John Wesley is also credited with the idea, earn all you can, save all you can, and give all you can. Well, it's harder to do that if your financial papers are disorganized. You can start getting things organized by taking all of your stacks and piles of paper and organizing them into three categories: those you don't need to keep, those you want to keep for 7 years, and those you need to keep forever. Category one, papers you don't need to keep go into the shredder. If you don't have one, buy one that makes cross cuts. It's worth the small expense to prevent identity thieves from sifting through your garbage. Category two, papers you want to keep for 7 years will usually be anything related to taxes. Make folders for those and keep them in a file cabinet, another worthwhile expense if you don't have one. Category three, papers you need to keep forever would include marriage and birth certificates, passports, deeds, and other documents related to property ownership. Keep those in a fireproof safe or safe deposit box. Now that your papers are in order, you can tackle some of the other items on your financial spring cleaning list. Do you have 3 to 6 months' living expenses in your emergency fund to cover an unexpected job loss, medical condition, or some other financial calamity? If not, spring is a great time to start or increase your emergency savings. You want to keep those funds in an online bank to get the best interest rate, and you can automate the process by having a certain amount taken from each paycheck and put that directly into savings. Check your bank's website for details about automating your savings. That money won't show up in your checking account balance, and you know what they say, out of sight, out of mind. Now, tax season just ended, so it's a great time to think about your withholdings. If you have too little withheld, you could get hit with a penalty. On the other hand, a big refund means you're just giving Uncle Sam an interest-free loan with money you can put to better use through the year. So, how close did the amount you had withheld for taxes match what you owed? If you owed more than $500 or you're expecting a refund of that much or more, you need to fill out a new W-4 form to adjust your withholdings. This is especially important if you had any major life changes, such as more income or maybe a new addition to the family. You can get a new W-4 form from your employer or download one at irs.gov. And speaking of family members, you should also take a few minutes to look over the beneficiary designations for retirement or other financial accounts. If you haven't made any, now is the time to do it. A beneficiary designation will allow those assets to go directly to the person or persons you name without having to go through probate. Your next financial spring cleaning task is to pull out all of your insurance policies for life, health, home, auto, and anything else. Are they meeting your needs? You'll have to wait until open season to change health insurance, but others can be changed or replaced at any time. For example, are you driving less this year because you're working from home more? Alert your auto insurance agent of that change because it could well lower your premiums. If you made major purchases or changes to your home, you'll want to make sure your homeowner's policy covers them. It's a good idea to take pictures from different angles in every room of your house. That way you can show an insurance adjuster exactly what you lost in case of theft or fire. For life insurance, check to see if your policy provides a death benefit of at least 10 to 12 times your annual salary. If not, increase it accordingly. And by the way, you want the least expensive term insurance policy. Whole life policies mix insurance with investing, and you'll always be better off by doing your investing separately. Okay, one more item on your list. Check your subscriptions and streaming services to see what you might be able to cancel. You can actually download apps that will review all of your automatic bank debits for apps and show you which ones you no longer need. For streaming apps, if you're not watching them, cancel them. It can save you a ton of money. Well, that's your financial spring cleaning list. We hope you'll get started ticking off items right away. Your calls are next. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Niagara Falls is a beautiful yet powerful sight. Did you know that 700,000 gallons of water travel through the falls every second? And the water never runs out. The falls receive their water from the Great Lakes. And as water flows out, more water comes in. It doesn't run out, which is good news for nearby residents because it's their source of electricity. But as great and powerful as the Niagara Falls are, there's a greater source of never-ending life. In John 1, he opens his gospel describing the Logos, Jesus. What does it say of Jesus? Verse 16, out of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. It'll never run out. This is great news for believers. Grow in your walk with Christ. Visit GetAnchored.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Our generation is on a diet. It's a generation that is famished. We have been starved for truth. We're hungry for hope and thirsty for the God-given message of the Scripture.
Dr. David Jeremiah continues his series, Where Do We Go From Here? Next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's cards that give to missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
I'm so thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and in just a moment, we'll begin taking your calls and questions on anything financial. The number to call today with lines open, 800-525-7000. Whatever you're thinking about financially, whether it's living, giving, owing, or growing God's money, we'd love to talk about it. 800-525-7000. Just this morning, I was reading again Howard Dayton's Charting Your Legacy. An incredible resource. If you've not picked it up, Howard is the best on money from a biblical perspective. And I love this idea that he makes so clear about God entrusting assets to us for a purpose. You know, it's not wrong to be rich. In fact, think about this. It's the Lord who entrusts us with wealth. And so he's chosen to entrust you with whatever you have. By simply acknowledging this, first, we shouldn't feel guilty or carry around a sense of condemnation for what we've been provided. You see, God has given each person a particular calling in order for us to accomplish his plan
for history. Now, this is confirmed in Acts 13:36. Listen to this. For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid among his fathers. You see, handling your assets God's way is a major part of his purpose for you. The question is, what are you doing with it and why? You see, it's not wrong to be rich, but it is wrong to be rich and not ask why we've been entrusted with much. Remember, money is not an end, it's a means to an end. And when it's aligned with our values and priorities as believers, when we're looking at it through a biblical worldview, we'll ask the right question, which is, Lord, what would you have me to do? Think about that today as you think about your role, the high calling you have in managing God's resources. All right, let's take your calls and questions today. Again, lines are open, 800-525-7000. The calls are coming in, so let's get started. We'll head to New Jersey to begin today. Lily, go right ahead.
Hi, Rob. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling because I received a $2,000 inheritance and a $10,000 car insurance settlement, and I really don't know what to do with them. We have a mortgage. That's our only debt. We have an emergency fund, and we have retirement savings. I want to be able to access the insurance settlement money for medical expenses in the future. I don't need it immediately, and possibly for a replacement car in the future. So I wasn't sure if I should put it into a savings account, if I should put it into an IDOM, a CD. I know I couldn't access it immediately, but I could use money from the emergency fund temporarily, and then when I'm able to access it again, put that money back into the emergency fund. So I'm just not sure what to do with these amounts.
Yeah, very good. Well, I think given the fact that you want to have that $10,000 in particular available for medical expenses, we don't need to invest it because we'd really want to have at least a 5-year, preferably an 8 to 10 year time horizon on that money in order to ensure that when you need it, even though you've got the emergency fund that could kind of float you, you're still going to need ready access to those funds, and I wouldn't want you to have to sell out at a loss. So that puts us in a more secure category of investments where we're looking for the return of principal first, capital preservation, but then also a reasonable rate of return. The good news is we can get that right now, either completely liquid with a CD of, a high yield savings account of around 4% maybe, or as you mentioned, a CD, you could lock it up for maybe 10 months and get north of 5%. And as you said, if you needed it quicker than that 10 months, maybe you drain down a portion of your emergency reserve and then you refund that when the CD comes due. Marcus would be a great option. If you want an institution that's aligned with your values, you could look at Christian Community Credit Union at joinchristiancommunity.com. I know they have a welcome CD that's, I believe, at north of 4% right now. So there are some great options for you there. But I think just given that time horizon, I would probably keep that liquid. I wouldn't go with the I-bond. You know, I was favorable on I-bonds back last year when they were at 9.6. And then even when, they dropped down in November to 6.8% for 6 months. Now that we're down to the new rate that just came out of the 1st of May at 4.3 for the next 6 months, and I think it's going to keep falling, I'd rather you be in a CD, and not lock your money up in the I-bonds, because I think, that rate is going to become less and less attractive over time. There was a window of time there where it made a lot of sense to get one of these very attractive rates, but I think that's beyond us. Does that all make sense, though?
It does. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll look into Marcus and finding a CD or a high-yield saving.
Yeah, that sounds great. I think both of those could be a great option. And then with the $2,000, if that's money that really you don't have a purpose for, I think you could look at that in light of either, do we accelerate the mortgage with it? Do we have a medium-term savings goal? Maybe you, want to look at putting some money away for the next car and, buy that with cash. Thirdly, mm-hmm. Do you want to start a Roth IRA? That could be an option, or use it to get a 529 started if you guys have kids. So I would just kind of pray and think through it and decide the best next step on that. But we appreciate your call, Lily. I hope you're doing okay. How are you feeling from this accident?
I'm mostly better. I'm still going to therapy, but I'm able to work. So
okay.
It's just a time commitment at this point, and yeah. You know, having pain some days, but other days being fine. So thank you for asking.
Absolutely. I'm glad to hear that, and thank you for being on the program. We appreciate it. Call anytime. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. To Maine we go. Hi, Daniel. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, how are you, sir? Thank you for taking my call.
I'm well, thank you.
I'm retiring about 47 years old from public service, and I have a bunch of different options. I'm looking at two primary options. One is to take the full payout, which is about $80,000. And if I die, my wife gets nothing. I have been advised by a financial advisor to take that option and to also get a whole life insurance until I'm 100 to take care of her of about $1 million. The other option is to take about a $8,000 a year cut on that, but that benefits about $72,000 a year would continue to provide for my wife until the last one of us dies.
Yeah.
Looking for advice on what you think.
Yeah. As you look at your budget in retirement, Daniel, would the $72,000 plus any other income sources like Social Security allow you all to cover your expenses?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I like that option a lot. I think taking that reduced amount to ensure that that income stream lasts not only the rest of your life, but the rest of your life and hers will ensure that she has that base of income. And then it looks to me like, you know, you're still fairly young. Are you thinking about continuing to work either part or full time?
I will be continue to work either part or full time or volunteering with ministries.
Yeah, nice. So I think that's a great opportunity there, because now we've said, okay, we're locking in this pension, and we know that that's, you know, if the Lord were to call me home, she's at least got that, and vice versa for the rest of our lives. You continue to work and pay into Social Security. Maybe you take a portion of what you're working and, you know, fully fund a Roth IRA for you and her, and continue to build assets that way. And I think that's the best of both worlds. I'm not a big fan of an expensive whole life policy that's going to get really cost prohibitive in the later season of life. I'd rather you all just save and have this guaranteed income base, even though you're taking a $8,000 haircut.
Yes, great. Thank you so much. Thank you. Blessings to your ministry, sir.
Well, thank you, Daniel. We appreciate that very much. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. A quick break. Back with Ron and perhaps your call. We'll see you on the other side of this on Faith and Finance. Stay with us.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days we've been banned twice, and is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day, banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
Hi, I'm Kirby Anderson, president of Probe Ministries and host of the Point of View radio program. You probably noticed that many young Christians leave the church after they graduate, but they don't have to graduate from God. That's why I want to invite your children and grandchildren to attend the Probe Mind Games Camp in Texas. We prepare them for college and their entry into a world that will challenge their faith. This one-week camp includes lectures, role play, along with some great fun. It will take place June 18th to the 24th. Go to probe.org for more information.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Director of the AFA Foundation, Riley Wildman, Here in the Foundation, we help families just like yours to shore up permanent income for their retirement years through our charitable gift annuities.
Riley has served as the director of the AFA Foundation for over a decade.
Give us a call today at 800-326-4543. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
The AFA Foundation, the Financial Stewardship Division of the American Family Association.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
I'm so thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. You know, here at AFR, it's all about equipping you with a biblical worldview. First and foremost, to encourage you to surrender your lives to Jesus, to place your full trust in Him for your salvation. And then beyond that, which is the biggest decision you will ever make, it's all about stewardship. How can we be stewards of what God has entrusted to us? Our time, our relationships, we're stewards of God's word and our talents and skills, and yes, His resources, the financial resources that have been entrusted to us. How do we live with a biblical worldview in every area of our lives, including this area of money, understanding the heart of God from Scripture and applying that to the everyday decisions we make with His money? That's what we want to do on this program to help you do just that. Let's hear from you today with your questions at 800-525-7000. Let's head to West Virginia. Ron, you'll be next on the program, sir. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. I was going, I had a question.
Ron, I think I lost you there for a second. Maybe just try to move one direction or the other in the room you're in, see if we can get a better signal and start over for me.
Okay. Is this a little better?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I was calling about, I have a 46-year-old adult son that is autistic. And my wife and I wanted to set up some kind of a special need trust that we could do immediately because there's some other factors there. We didn't want to wait until after we had passed. several years ago when my wife's parents passed, they left him and his brothers and cousins, there's six of them all together, to be inheriting the value of the house that they owned, which if that were to happen after my wife and I have passed, that would affect his, you know, his benefits as far as his Medicare.
Yes.
You know, different things. I was just wondering if there was a way to some sort of a trust up, you know, while we're still left.
Yes, absolutely. I'm delighted to hear that you're thinking about this because obviously you want him to be set up so that his needs are provided beyond your life. And yeah, it's important to think about how you can do that in such a way that you don't limit his ability to receive benefits. So depending on the assets that he has available, it may reduce his eligibility for Social Security, SSI, or even Medicaid. There's two types of accounts you probably want to look at. One is a little less expensive to set up, a little simpler, but it does have some limitations in terms of what you can put in. It's called an ABLE account, A-B-L-E, and it's essentially a tax-advantaged savings account for individuals that were diagnosed with significant disabilities before the age of 26. So that would be the key. It actually falls under the same IRS code as the college savings. It's under Section 529, but instead of a 529 college savings, which is for qualified educational expenses, this is the 529 ABLE, which is for those with disabilities. You can make contributions to the account. Anyone can. There is a limit, though. Currently, this year, it's $17,000 that could go in. And this would allow him to save money, again, without affecting his eligibility for public benefits. The other vehicle for this is what's called a special needs trust. It's a lot more flexible because there aren't any limits on what you can put in. It's going to be a little bit more costly to set up and to manage, but it will give you basically all of the ability you need to fund a trust for his benefit, including could be the recipient of the proceeds of that home sale and even other assets. And you may need to look at putting that home in a trust to facilitate that transfer. But in either case, by funding the special needs trust, again, it would not reduce his eligibility for public assistance. And then the trust and eventually the trustee that's named in the trust by the grantor would oversee the disbursement of those assets for the beneficiary, which would, of course, be your son. So it's a really popular strategy to help someone in need without risking their eligibility for programs that require their income or assets below a certain limit. So what I would do as a next step, Ron, is make a contact with a godly estate planning attorney who could really talk you through the various options, look at the inheritances that are coming his way at some point, talk about how that would work, but also help you set up this special needs trust, which is likely going to be the best option for you, just given the significance of some of the assets that will be coming his way and the fact that those would exceed the contribution limits on the ABLE. Does that make sense?
Yes. That special needs trust, now that can be set up. My wife and I are still living. And
oh, yeah.
As far as being able to fund it. And
absolutely.
Have it secured.
That's right. So you all would be the grantor. You create the trust. You name a trustee that oversees the disbursement of the assets, which would have to be placed inside the trust now or in the future. And then your son would be named as the beneficiary.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, our main concern is, he has a lot of medications he has to take monthly, and being part of the ARC program, there's just, if he had a certain amount of assets, right, come to him, that would jeopardize pretty much everything that he has set up for his, his protection and being taken care of. And
yeah,
we certainly don't want that.
No, absolutely not. Do you all have an estate attorney that perhaps drafted your will or that you've worked with for other estate planning needs?
Actually, we have this is going back over 15 years ago. We had in West Virginia, we had an attorney draw up a special needs trust, which we would have to locate to somewhere. But she said that we couldn't fund it until after we passed.
No, you would be able to fund that.
Confuse me.
Yeah, now as long as you have the assets available to put in it. Now, you could also fund it at your death, but you don't have to. You'd have the choice. So if you need an attorney, you can go to our website, faithfi.com, and contact a certified Kingdom advisor and ask for a referral. Hey, God bless you, Ron. Thanks for calling today. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
What would you do?
Aunt Sadie, I appreciate your thought behind the gift card, but I just can't take it. I promise not to shop at Target because they allow men in areas that need to be private and protected for women and children. I hope you'll go to afa.net/Target and learn about it. I'm not giving them my money.
Aunt Sadie didn't know about AFA's call to boycott Target, but she knows now, and so do you. Learn even more at afa.net/Target. afa.net/target.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
God has entrusted his finances to you, and we at FaithFi have designed our FaithFi app to help you live, give, owe, and grow with that perspective. Our FaithFi app is the leading biblically-based finance app. You can manage your money, get top biblical financial resources, and interact with a community of like-minded believers, where you can ask questions, get answers, and share what you're learning. Go to faithfi.com and click the word app to get started.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jessica Peck, host of the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, the home of happy parents and healthy teens on AFR.net. I serve as your expert guide to engage, equip, encourage, and empower you to navigate life's toughest issues with your teens. We explore health impacts and home strategies to create a safe space in an unsafe world. The Dr. Nurse Mama Show on AFR.net.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
I'm so thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Our goal, to be an encouraging, hopeful resource for you to help you manage God's money in a way that aligns with Scripture. That's our goal here at Faith and Finance each day. We'd be delighted to talk to you today with your calls and questions. The number is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you, and we do have some lines open. We'll be headed to Joe in Ohio here in just a moment. Let me mention quickly, though, I mentioned a certified kingdom advisor to our last caller. Perhaps some of you may be hearing that term for the first time. We trust the certified kingdom advisor designation as those professionals that we would encourage you to seek out who can provide professional financial advice and investments, but do it from a biblical worldview. You see, in order to achieve the CKA designation, they've met high standards in character and competence, a significant experience requirement of at least 10 years or a professional designation, a pastor and client reference, a regulatory review, a code of ethics. They've signed a statement of faith. They've also been trained to bring a biblical perspective of financial management. There's 1,300 CKAs across the country, and I would encourage you always to interview two or three before you select the one that's the best fit for you. You can find a certified kingdom advisor in your area when you head to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. And right there at the top of the page, it'll say find a CKA, and you can do a zip code search. We've also provided a helpful list of questions that you can use as you're interviewing a prospective advisor. Again, it's all there at faithfi.com. Just click find a CKA. All right, let's head back to the phones. A few lines open, 800-525-7000 to Ohio. Joe, how can I help you?
Yes, I'd just like to know the biblical view on tithing in retirement.
Oh, yeah, this is a great question, Joe. I love that you're thinking about this. You know, as we think about the tithe, I mean, first of all, a lot of folks would say, well, isn't that an Old Testament idea? It is. I mean, we find it under the law of Moses. There was actually three tithes. One of them was every third year, so the Israelites were giving 23 1/3%, essentially. And I love the principle of the tithe, even though we're under the law of Christ now. Jesus, when we look in the New Testament, he raises the bar in every case. I think that includes money. To whom much is given, much is required. He celebrated the most famous giver in the Bible, the poor widow who gave out of her poverty. It wasn't where she was giving, it was the heart posture that she had. And so for those of us who have seen the cross and what Jesus did on our behalf, we should be generous givers. Plus, when we look at Scripture, we see this idea of generosity just kind of jumping off the page. I mean, for God so loved the world, he gave, right? So we were created in the image of the ultimate giver. So we should be givers. And to Joe's question, I think the principle of the tithe, giving a tenth on our increase, is a great starting point. It's what my friend Randy Alcorn calls the training wheels of giving. Now, how do we approach the tithe in retirement? Because during our working years, well, it's a lot simpler because whatever comes our way, whatever increase we receive, a gift, an inheritance, our wages, well, we give a tenth off the top, the first and the best, back to the Lord. But in retirement, a portion of what you're receiving as income, depending on what your income sources are technically a return of principal. So if you were to look at Social Security, for instance, and obtain your benefit statement from the Social Security Administration, you'd see how much you've paid into Social Security during your working years. But then you're going to get a portion beyond that, which is the growth. The same would be true for your pension. You probably paid in something to your pension, but there's a larger amount there. An IRA, a retirement account, there would be a total of your contributions, but hopefully there's a lot more than that, which is the growth. So if you've been tithing on a gross basis on the money that was going in as you paid into these various income sources that are now coming back to you, essentially you've already tithed on that money. So how do you approach that? Well, I think that's up to you. Remember, God is not an accountant. I mean, it's not about checking a box. He's not, you know, watching that ledger. I think, again, it's about, is this an act of worship? Am I giving cheerfully? I think the simplest approach, Joe, is just to say everything that comes my way, even though I recognize a portion of it is going to be a return of principal that I paid in, I'm going to see that as a gracious gift from the Lord, and I'm just going to give a tithe, and I realize I'm giving, you know, on a portion that I essentially have already tithed on. A second approach would be to look at those income sources and try to determine a percentage of the amount that's in the portfolio today, whether that's your, you know, total amount you have coming to you from Social Security or how much you have in your IRA, and try to get a percentage on how much of this portfolio is actually my contributions versus that portion that is, you know, the gains. So with an IRA, let's say you have $1 million, $250,000 of that is principal, $750,000 of that is growth. You might say, okay, out of every check I receive from my IRA, I'm going to consider 25% of that a return of my original investment, and I'm going to tithe on 75%. That's the kind of exercise you would do to back into this if that's the approach you wanted to take. And I don't think there's a right or wrong way to go about it. I just think you need to decide which one you want to do. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, sure it does.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That was kind of my thought on it, but I just wasn't real sure. So I think the biggest thing is that I keep my giving heart, and
that's right,
and not be too caught up in the technicalities of everything, and but just continue to be a giver and keep my heart.
I think that's exactly right, Joe. I think that's really the spirit of this is, you know, I want to give as an act of worship. I want to give to recognize God's ownership and control over everything. And the fact that everything I receive from him comes from his hand. And this is a way for me to give back a portion of what he's entrusted to me to acknowledge that. We've got a great article on our website at faithfi.com. It's actually addressing this very topic. The title of the article that was published on April 17th, so just less than a month ago, is actually titled How to Tithe in Retirement. So if you go to faithfi.com, Joe, faithfi.com, click on the search box there and just type in How to Tithe in Retirement, you'll see a great article by one of our contributors, Anthony Saffer, and he actually breaks down not only the basis for retirement, but he looks at all of these different retirement income sources and actually gives you a process to work through it and calculate your tithe based on which approach you want to take. All right?
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right. Again, it's called How to Tithe in Retirement. You'll find it when you do a search at faithfi.com. All right, back to the phones to Florida. Hi, Anna. Go right ahead.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. I want to know, I came into some money recently, and I want to know, how can I invest this money safely?
Yeah, what would you say is the time horizon on this money? When would you want it available to be used for some purpose?
Maybe sometime this week.
Okay, so you may need to use it any day now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I would put it in a high-yield savings account. Do you do bank? Do you bank with a brick-and-mortar bank locally?
Yes.
Okay, so that's fine. What I would consider doing is opening a savings account, a high-yield savings account, with an online bank like Marcus or Capital One 360, and then linking it to your brick-and-mortar checking account electronically. The benefit is you'll get FDIC insurance, no fees, and right now they're paying about 4% on their high-yield savings, and it would be safe and completely liquid. I'd look at Marcus or Capital One 360. We'll be right back.
Washington Watch advances a culture where human life is valued and religious liberty thrives.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, host of Washington Watch, right here on the American Family Radio Network, inviting you to join us each weekend for the weekend edition of Washington Watch for the latest from our nation's capital on what is happening as it pertains to faith, family, and freedom. You'll hear from policymakers, congressional leaders, and others each day, 4 p.m. Central Time. Be there.
What is the most important truth that you'll ever hear? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
What is the message of the cross of Jesus Christ? The cross of Jesus Christ just screams out, I love you.
Discover the power that is available to you through the cross of Christ. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart each weeknight at 6 Central here on American Family Radio.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Hey, here in our final segment of Faith and Finance today, we've got some lines open. Perhaps you have a question you've been thinking about financially. We'd love to hear it. 800-525-7000. Again, 800-525-7000. Maybe you've been thinking about how you can pay off debt effectively. Maybe you've got some credit card debt. You set a New Year's resolution to get it knocked out once and for all. It just hasn't happened. And well, here we are in May, heading into summer, and you're wanting to pay it off in full. We can help with that. Let's talk about the best way to do it. Maybe it's your long-term savings, your investments, or like the question we just dealt with a moment ago, and that is, how do we give wisely, and what does that look like? Should we still give a tithe? Should we give sacrificially? Where should we give? Any of those questions and more, we'd love to hear them. Again, the number to call right now with lines open, our team standing by, is 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you. Let's take a couple of emailed questions. These come into us every day at askrob@faithfi.com, and we try to get a few of them on the air each day. This one comes to us from Philip. He says, digital currency is coming, Rob. Should we invest in precious metals or land? If the dollar is discontinued and becomes worthless, what happens to money in the banking system? You know what I would say, Philip, is first of all, digital currency is still years away. What's coming this summer that some have mistaken for a central bank digital currency is called FedNow. It's just a payment system that allows you to do instantaneous electronic movement of money and transactions 24/7. Right now, electronic payment systems take the weekend off. This is going to allow for a 7-day a week option, 24 hours a day. So that's what FedNow is. That's not a digital currency. If we were to get a digital currency, it won't mean that your money is worthless. It won't replace existing currency. It would just supplement it. It's fine to have a small part of your portfolio in precious metals. I would advocate for no more than 10% there. Now, does that mean I'm a fan of the central bank digital currency? Absolutely not. I think there's big problems, starting with the privacy issue related to digital currencies. If the Fed knows every transaction you have, they're collecting that data. I think that's a significant overreach, and it could be done with privacy, but I suspect it would not. They would know who has what. They could impose rules. They could even conceivably limit transactions based on social issues and policy concerns. So I think this is a big problem, but that's why there's a lot of folks in Congress. And by the way, coinage is a congressional function, and even Fed Chairman Powell has acknowledged the fact that they could not create this on their own. It would require congressional action. So there is going to be much debate, and there's already a number of states that are getting in on the conversation. In fact, the state of Florida just recently passed legislation, or I believe it's proposed, that a digital currency would not comply with the Florida Uniform Commercial Code, the UCC there, as an attempt to say, we don't want it and doesn't belong here. So we'll see a lot of others follow suit. We'll see much debate in Washington, but it's still a good ways off. Keep in mind, China started their digital currency in 2016. They're still in the beta phase. Now, it's a massive beta with a couple of hundred million people, but here we are 7 years later, and theirs isn't even ready for prime time. So we're still a good ways off, and it's one we need to watch very, very closely. Philip, thanks for you writing to us today. This one comes to us from Ray. He says, I'm trying to find a good program to help a friend who is in debt. He works at a fast food restaurant. He owes $9,000, and his creditors are adding late fees to his growing debt. Where can we start? I would use, Ray, a debt management program. This is my preferred way of getting debt. It's not debt consolidation, where you take out a new loan to pay it off. It's not debt settlement, where you stop paying and get into arrears and deal with all the creditors and collections and charge-offs, hoping you can negotiate a lower payoff. That's not what I'm talking about. Debt management is essentially where you'd go through a nonprofit debt management agency or credit counseling agency. You would stay right where you at, so the debt would remain with his existing creditors. However, through debt management, all creditors, credit card issuers, have a debt management rate that's lower than the prevailing rate. So he would be able to get a lower interest rate. The account would be closed. This is not factored into his credit score. And then he'd make one monthly payment through the credit counseling agency to all of his creditors. And by virtue of that fixed payment with the lower interest rate, he'd be able to pay that off on average 80% faster. And he can build it right into his budget, which hopefully is a part of that. He can solve the problem that led him to the debt in the first place. So where do you go for that? I would contact my friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. They're a nonprofit credit counseling agency staffed by all believers. They've worked with hundreds and hundreds of our listeners, and they can really help him. Ray, I hope that helps you, and thanks for being a great friend to this gentleman who's in debt. By the way, if you have a question you'd like read on the air, you can send it along at any time to askrob@faithfi.com. All right, let's head back to the phones as we round out the program today. Perhaps room for one more question at 800-525-7000. Let's head to Alabama. Hi, Craig. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. I had a question about my Roth IRA with an index fund as part of the investment. Yeah. I'm just a little concerned about SEN stocks and how should I think about that with an index fund? Am I in danger of investing in those? And what should I think about that?
Yeah. Well, I think it is something to think about. A lot of folks have started to really consider their investments in light of their values and priorities as believers. And I think that's a good thing. And the exciting thing is you can do that now more effectively than ever before, just because, there are options now that are going to allow you to eliminate those companies that would be misaligned with your values. See, the reality is when you buy a stock, either directly or through a fund, you're buying a piece of ownership in a real business. Investing is company ownership, even if you're a 0.0001% owner of that company. So I think a lot of believers are then stopping to ask the question, who are the companies that I own? Does it matter to me what these companies do or what they stand for? And how can I more fully express my Christian values by the way I invest in them? And I think developing your convictions around how you invest is a matter of discernment. But it can be trained by what Hebrews 5:14 says, by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. So I love this idea. And I think if you're just in a straight index fund, what you will find is if you have a conviction not to be misaligned with companies that either their primary business activity or what they stand for is misaligned with your values, you're going to be in some of those companies. So what do you do about it? I think the key would be for you to move out of that S&P 500 index into a faith-based investing fund option. And there's a number of great options. And the good news now is you don't even have to sacrifice return. Many of these are award-winning. So what I would do, Craig, maybe as a next step, as you really think and pray through your own convictions on this, is download a resource from our friends at the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing that will give you all of the mutual fund and ETF options in this space, so you could begin to learn about these fund families that are specifically designed to serve the needs of believers. You'll want to head to the website faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. That's faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. And that will give you a list of these mutual funds, and perhaps that would be a great resource for you.
Okay, thank you very much. That's very helpful.
All right, Craig, we appreciate your call today, sir. God bless you. Yeah, this is really an exciting development in the investing landscape now, where as believers, we have the ability to step back and say, okay, how do I want to approach my deployment of capital as a steward of God's resources? And even if I'm buying on the secondary market and I realize I'm just buying shares of a stock that was owned by somebody else and I'm agreeing on a price to buy their shares, I still may have a conviction that I don't want to own companies that are misaligned with my values, either because they're in primary business activities that are misaligned with me, or maybe what they support or stand for, the things that they fund. Even if it has nothing to do with their primary business activity, it causes me some concern. If that's the case, you have the option now to either avoid certain companies, embrace other companies because they're promoting human flourishing, or maybe they're promoting a kingdom impact. I mean, one of the fund families I mentioned or that you will see on this listing is Eventide. I mentioned them a moment ago. They're actually trying to really disrupt the supply chain of solar, because so much of what is being manufactured for solar in that industry comes out of a part of the world that relies on slave labor. And so they're literally only investing in companies that are providing a portion of that supply chain that avoids these certain regions of the country that employ slave labor. Well, they're causing that whole industry to be reshaped as they deploy capital away from those companies that are harming others in the process of delivering their goods and services. That's an incredible opportunity. You know, one of the other spaces that we talk about with Jerry Boyer regularly is this whole idea of corporate engagement. You know, as an owner of a company, you have a voice. You can vote proxies. You can show up at the shareholder meeting, even through Zoom. You can ask questions. And by doing that or contacting investor relations, you can express your values as a believer and say, you know what? I think we're getting off track here, this company. We were to make widgets and now we're promoting, you know, legislation that has to do with social values. You know, if that's the case, let the company know. And as a shareholder, you have the right to do that. This is a whole exciting space that's developing. And again, if you want to download that listing that I mentioned of faith-based investing companies, you can do that at faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. Hey folks, we covered a lot of ground today. It's been my privilege to be along with you. I want to say thanks to my team today, Robert Sutherland, Pat Montague, and Devin Patrick. Couldn't do it without them. Thank you for being here as well. Have a great rest of your day and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.